Hello, everybody. Hello, it's George from Ireland. Don't take this as an endorsement of Labour, but just showing you some of the leaflets of the major political parties. Well, Reform UK, certainly in terms of share of the vote, is a major party. Oh, yeah, check out the haircut. What do you think of the sideburns? Bad move. I think they'll be executed tomorrow, actually. So Reform UK with the current leader, Nigel Farage, and his sidekick, Richard Tice, who budged over when Farage wanted to take over his company again. Yes, it is a company, not just a political party. I didn't know you could be both. So we're heading into the final straight, almost, well, a bit over 48 hours till the polls close, you know. And here's a leaflet from a Conservative candidate and so on. So quite detailed on policies. Whereas, you know, Reform UK, it's all very minimalist. Stop the boats. Make work pay, zero waiting lists, freeze immigration. Now, most people would agree with those ones. Even Labour said they're going to stop the votes. They just have a different method of doing it. Make work pay. How could you agree with that? Say, let's make sure that work doesn't pay? Come on. So that's obviously reducing benefits and maybe reducing taxation as well. Zero waiting lists. Okay, lovely. Totally unachievable. When has the United Kingdom ever had zero waiting lists? As in, when is he a doctor, nurse, dentist? When has any country ever had that? Especially when you're going to tax less, come on, and less immigration. So where are all these doctors, nurses, dentists, pharmacists going to come from? Freeze immigration. That actually means zero. They mean a nightclub policy when it's full, one in, one out. So inexpedient, undesirable. Okay. And then, you know, liberal Democrat leaflets as well. What was I going to show you about this Lib Dem leaflet? Okay. So there are some of their policies. So the Conservatives are bad for the environment, they're seeing, killing our wildlife, harming our pets, hurting our children, blah, 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 a fairer deal. Well, who would be opposed to that? I think one of the best Lib Dem slogans of recent times was my former AP, Vince Cable. I can't say he got it from me, saying fairer taxes, not higher taxes. I mean, we're making them higher for the super rich, but lower for most people, low about 90% of people. And here is UKIP. Didn't even realize that UKIP was still around in any serious way. They just changed leader. I can't remember the woman's name has taken over. Neil Hamilton has stood down. Hamilton is someone who is not a fan of Nigel Farage, though he was in UKIP for a while. Neil Hamilton was a leader in Wales. But and then United Kingdom Independence Party is a shadow of its former self. Remember, that was previously Farage's vehicle. The only opposition and the six reasons to vote UKIP: fix the cost of a living crisis by scrapping net zero and green taxes. Now, Reform United Kingdom agrees with that one. Reform UK is a bit anti-environmentalist, but even they accept climate change is happening, is a little bit anthropogenic, but that's a way lower priority for them than improving the economy. Fix the housing crisis by putting our own people first and ending mass immigration and so on. Stop the small boats, stop crimelessness, ending soft sentencing, woke politically correct policing, really getting tough on crime. Where are you going to get all the police officers from and the prison spaces? Fix the waiting list crisis by stopping mass immigration. Okay, well, they do go on waiting lists. He didn't say to stop all immigration. He doesn't have a net zero policy, this UKIP guy. You know, a lot of the doctors, nurses and so on are immigrants. About 50% of the nurses in the NHS are immigrants. They're retiring, so they need to be replaced. Not enough people in the UK want to go into it. Fix the farm food security crisis by using good farmland to produce food, blah, blah, blah. And stop using it to generate electricity or grow trees. Well, I would like renewable electricity and trees. Shan't be voting for him. So now the Liberal Democrats, I can't think of a single Lib Dem policy, and that's me as a political obsessive. The best that what's his name, Sir Ed Davey, the Lib Dem leader, could do is fall into a lake. So he'll do anything to create a splash, quite literally. So think of the optics of that. Ha ha, what a clown. So he's buffoonish as Boris Johnson without the humor. So Red Davey is just anything to gain visibility. But, you know, they're only getting about 10% of the opinion polls. But because of, you know, differential in first past the post, they would probably go up in seats significantly. They've got this decapitation strategy, as they had in 2010. It was a complete flop back then, thinking they could deprive Theresa May of a seat. Well, didn't stop her going on to be prime minister. Theresa May is stepping down, but she is campaigning in North Britain, where she's more appreciated, having seen as more moderate, more sensible than people like Boris Johnson who came afterwards. So But they probably will take seats of some Conservative cabinet ministers. So Labour, they've started to get cocky, and I didn't think they would, saying, no, a supermajority is a good thing. So taking people for granted, this premature triumphalism could be disastrous for them. Shades of that ill-starred 1992 Sheffield rally, Neil Kinnock, then leader of the Labour Party, punch in the air. We're all right. We're all right. We're all right. We better get some talking done here. And announcing the shadow cabinet as the government and waiting, him landing by helicopter, which was such a big moment, a bit of oomph and positivity into a campaign, which was rather drab from the Conservatives, and then the Labour shadow cabinet coming in one by one. And this rising sense of expectation and, you know, rapturous reception for Neil Kinnock. But by being so cocksure, people thought, well, you know, we've got to burst this bubble. Could happen to Labour. I mean, I think Labour's still going to win, but they've sunk. As the Conservatives have sunk in the opinion polls since the campaign began. It's maybe because the minor parties like the Greens and Reform UK get more airtime. And I think the thing that was really transformative was Nigel Farage coming back into the fray. This expose of racism, it won't hurt them that much because their voters, some of them are indifferent or even agree with that. I think it's just a media plot, as he's beginning to say. They're rather conspiracy-minded people, those who tend to vote for Reform UK. Elderly people, people who think the sort of last 50 years have been one gigantic mistake, who'd rather turn back the clock, a bit reactionary. So, yeah, it's obviously hurt their standing, but not hugely. They were up, was it sort of 24% in the polls, in the very highest one. But, you know, they're going to poll considerably below that, like maybe 14%. I think slightly above that. I think, like, say, 17%. So Conservatives have regained a little bit. Yeah. Conservatives to warn the dangers of a Labour supermajority. But constitutionally, there is nothing. I'm not going to tell you my constituency, Andy South, because I know people know where I live. I live somewhere in the United Kingdom, more particularly South Britain. So that's why I deliberately didn't show you the candidates are. Anyway. Whether you have one seat majority or you have every single seat in the House of Commons, it makes no difference. Whether you pass a bill by one vote or by, you know, 300 vote majority, it makes a difference. You just you won. That's it. But the point is, if they do have a very high majority, they will be less susceptible to rebellions and they won't need to compromise and strike deals with opposition parties. They'll obviously put a lot of peers into the House of Lords. Fair enough, the Conservatives have got a big plurality there, and now it's Labour's turn. Remember, it's completely in the gift of the Prime Minister. Yes, there's a House of Lords Appointment Commission, but that simply provides a recommendation. The First Lord of the Treasurer is entitled to override it, and indeed did do under Boris Johnson, appointed Lord Lebedev of Siberia against the Council of the House of Lords Appointment Commission. And last time I checked, the Lib Dem seat for that was vacant for about 2 years. So I think that should have teeth. So Conservatives warning, think twice. You know, you're going to pay £2,000 more under Labour, blah, blah, blah. Labour will not stop the boats. Labour will make it even worse. Well, the Conservatives have signally failed to do so. Have maybe reduced the boats a bit. It'll get a lot worse under Labour. And building on the green belt, devaluing your house. Remember, homeowners significantly more likely to vote Conservative than non-homeowners, even if you control for age. What else? So Reform UK banging on with the same policies, and there's no particular shift there. The wind is in their sails. Yes, they had a problem about a week ago. And the Greens, well, I don't know what they're doing now, but it's going to be a very good election for the Greens. If they get anything like 8%, they'll be the highest one yet. They get more than one MP, that's a gain. I mean, I think they'll retain Brighton, Kemp Town, probably gain Bristol Central, and that's probably it. So, and the SNP saying, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll work for Labour, but vote SNP for an independent Scotland. But, you know, they're going to lose, but I don't think they'll lose hugely in it there. So it's just, I suppose the SNP quite correctly would like to change the subject to Westminster issues, which is foreign policy and defence and stuff, and not talk about what's happening in Scotland domestically, because the SNP has been in charge there for, my God, 17 years and performed so poorly. So what do you think? Who's got a sensible policy right now? There's a lot of energy. It's a very high octane campaign for Reform UK. A fantastic rally they had in Birmingham the other day. Even if you think that they're rebarbative, and many find them utterly noisome, leaving all that aside, who's energized things? And they have. Starmer really hasn't electrified the public. So it's Conservative losing rather than Labour winning. But they're worried about that apathy, low turnout, especially amongst younger voters, people feeling they can indulge themselves in voting for a minor party. So, yeah, what if Labour does way worse than they think? just think Labour get 39% of the vote as they're on right now. And Cameron got a narrow majority with 39% way back in 2015. It's just that the 39% was way ahead of where the Conservatives are, whereas 39% wasn't that far ahead of where Labour were in 2015. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.